Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Thank you for joining us today. I'd like to just let you know that over the next couple of weeks, 7 weeks or so, we're doing the end time series in our Tradition Worship Center Town Hall. You can catch us live, in person, or on traditionworshipcenter.com, or YouTube, or Facebook. Because it's vitally important to remember the effect in time and God's time frame. You know, really, you could say this is yesterday's prophecies, today's headlines, or today's news. And I'm showing scriptures, I'm showing cuttings, and news articles, and videos on when you act on what the Word of God said. Because I'm following exactly the way God said it would. There are two events coming up real soon. One is the rapture, and one is the tribulation.
And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, master, what shall we do?" So he was really afraid. He says, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are against us," right? And Elijah prays. He said, so clearly Elijah's seeing something that the servant can't see. The guy is frazzled. He comes out and the army is surrounding. Imagine waking up and what are we going to do? We're done, right? They have the advantage and there's so many. He said, "Whoa." Then he prays a prayer. Now watch this. Prays a prayer. He says, and Elijah prayed, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes." I don't think he was walking around with his eyes closed or blindfolded. What eyes? Not these appendages here. He's talking about the spiritual eyes. Open the eyes of my heart. Look, what are you talking about? This pumping thing? What? No. The eyes, your inner man, that the eyes, Ephesians says, pray this way, Paul says, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Are you praying over yourself? Because we're about to activate. He says, "Lord, I pray his eyes, open his eyes that he may see." The Lord opened his eyes and the young man saw, and behold, the mountain was full. Here it is, the invisible realm. The invisible realm. Horses and chariots of fire. Angelics have come on the scene. Oh, I'll get my hair started. Angelic armies. Now, think about Sodom and Gomorrah. He sent two. Wipes it out. These guys, he said, they're way more with us. But his eyes had to be opened. Not his eyes of faith, like I can see it by faith. No, he saw into that realm and was able to distinguish discerning of spirits, angelic hosts, chariots, armed with fire. And the fear went away. And then the rest of the story didn't stop there. Of course, they defeat it. You have no idea what's happening in the invisible realm. What is important? Why is it important to be trained in our senses for these times, okay? Discerning false prophets, number one. You need to be able to discern false prophets. And I want you to read 2 Corinthians 11:13 with me. "These people are false apostles. They are deceitful workers who disguise themselves as apostles of Christ. But I am not surprised. Even Satan disguises himself." This isn't a gut feeling, people. "As an angel of light. So it's no wonder that his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness." Do you hear what I just read? Servants of righteousness. That means there's people maybe around us that are in disguise. They're operating in a different spirit. But they disguise so well as righteousness. How would you know? This isn't just, oh, you're a bad dude, right? Watch this. In the end, they will get the punishment their wicked deeds deserve. Now, I want you to see two places very quickly. You write it down. Luke 13, 10 and chapter 10, 13, verses 10 through 13. And I'm just going to go there real quick. I should have put it in. I thought afterwards, I need to show you how Jesus, just to prove this out to you. This is the discernment of spirits. So we'll see how that's an Old Testament. Now I'm going to show you Jesus, and then I'm going to show you a New Testament. I'm going to show you Paul, the book of Acts, because that's the book we're in. Right? We're in the book of Acts. That's the book of the acts and works of the followers of Jesus. Amen? We're that people. So here's Jesus in Luke 13. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues. And a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Now, what did the people see? The people saw a woman who was crippled and bent over. Maybe she was in a car accident. Maybe she had some hereditary problem. Maybe she got a disease, a crippling disease. They don't know why she's that way. Jesus has to expose the spirit. Notice he said the spirit had done this to her. So one of the reasons you need this gift is to be able to expose the demonic spirit at hand. He is able to see. Nobody could see that. Jesus saw it. And you're going to see it as you begin to step out into this. You're going to see it. I've seen it. I can't tell you how I've seen it. I can tell you 50 stories, especially in healing. And how there'd be an odor, that thing would go. It wasn't just a normal sickness. See, there's different things that take place. There's a curse in the earth. And then there's incantations, voodoo, witchcraft, and spirits that have been sent from the pit of hell to bring infirmity. So you better be like, well, I'm just going to take my Tylenol and, you know, sleep it off. Yeah, but maybe you need to be standing against something else. But if you don't know, you need to discern of what spirit that's of. Because sometimes enough is enough. Sometimes it's too much. I don't believe in coincidence. Do you? I'm like, wow. I start putting some things together. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bind that witch. And the witch I'm talking about has identified herself to me straight up. She puts it online. She does everything you could think of. She's actually like a guru witch, goes over to Colombia and teaches incantations. And she basically told me straight. And then guess what happened? I forgot about it. That was a year ago. I'm starting to see some patterns. I'm starting to see some symptoms. I'm starting to see something on my family. Like, wait, what? Too much is a clue. It might be supernatural. This is not normal. When you start going, wow, this is an attack. It could be on your finances. It could be so many different ways. And you start going, this is just not even normal. You find those words coming out of your mouth, you're in the supernatural. It's not normal. Now let's look at how Paul does it, and then we're going to go into how we got to do it for end times. Okay, guys? We're almost there. Let's look at Acts 16 through 18, King James. I just love King James. But, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, a woman, possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain in soothsaying. So she's definitely operating in witchcraft. Okay. Now watch this witch. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God." Who's going to fight with that? "Which show unto us the way of salvation." Wow. Who's going to come against that woman? She's saying the right things, isn't she? And this she did many days. Wow, he's got like a marketing campaign going on. She's going everywhere, following them, saying, you're great. This is a complimentary woman. She's building it up, isn't she? These are the men. These are the bondservants of the Most High God. And she did this, and the Bible says, Paul being grieved. Another translation, if you have it, you'll see it says, it annoyed him. Why is this annoying him? She's praising because it's the spirit of divination. Nobody else can see that. The person sitting next to you could be praising the pastor and operating in a spirit of divination. And you're going, wow, I didn't know. I know you don't. You would never believe it. So why? I'm not even going to go there. Has anybody ever been to a prayer meeting? Oh, Lord. And you thought to yourself or to a worship service and somebody just started screaming out. And you felt like, wow, that's like grieving. Like, that's not really, I'm not talking about someone getting delivered. I'm talking about someone putting themselves in a place like they're spiritually, so spiritual, and they're screaming. And you're like, do we call the usher? What's going on? New people are, the babies cover their eyes. come here. New people were walking in the back because no one knows what to do. She's going cray cray and nobody feels good about it. But we're not sure because she's spiritual. So we don't know what to do. I know what to do. I know what to do. I didn't know what to do years ago, but I do now. I know exactly what to do. I've seen so much manifestation. We were in one service one time and people started throwing up. The pastor was handing out brown paper bags and they would come. This was their normal thing in Brazil. And they would come and there was even feces going on, throwing up, acting like a wolf. I said, that's it. You know, so that's for another day. That's for another day. I'm telling you, thousands of people in that church, thousands, 300 manifesting at the altar, vomiting, howling, scratching, carrying on. And they said that was spiritual. So one reason you need to have the spiritual is to be able to call out false prophets. Now watch what Paul does with this woman. Dear Lord, wouldn't want to be her in the prayer meeting. Here she is saluting him, right? Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit. Notice he didn't talk to the woman. How did he know? He discerned. I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And what happens? It comes out. Her boss wasn't happy because he was getting much gain. She was a soothsayer. She was a fortune teller. But it came out of her. Beware. We'll go to Timothy 1:4. Now the Spirit expressively says that in the latter times, okay, is that what we're talking about? I promise you, Pastor, we'll be here next week and you're going to love it. I feel like the Lord wants you to have this, though. I really do. Even if I'm stepping into it, because this, he's saying it right here, expressively says in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Please don't be fooled to say, oh, it's just going to be that church. No. This, even the elect would be deceived. You've got to ask God to begin to open your eyes concerning the supernatural situations, happenings. You've got to get it, whether you see it with your spiritual eyes or you see it with your regular eyes. I don't know what Elijah's servant saw. Did he actually see it in the natural or did he see it in the spiritual? It didn't matter. It was exposed.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 US 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author